right, we are back. I'm Janine. This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. You're listening to Get the Funk Out. Calling in just a few minutes is Selby Austin, who's performing with his band, Easy Honey. They have a nostalgic brand of indie folk rock. They're coming to the Beach Life Music Festival this weekend, celebrating the release of their fantastic new EP, Plaid. And it's out tomorrow. Selby is standing by with us right now.
Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I know this was a last minute schedule, so thanks for making it happen.
No problem. Any excuse for us to take a break from our day and a half travel day from the East Coast to the West Coast is taken and appreciated. So we're just stopped for lunch. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. So tell me about your band, Easy Honey. I know you're from South Carolina.
Yeah. So our band formed in college at Suwanee, which is in Tennessee, in between Chattanooga and Nashville, a very remote, small college, and with not a whole lot to do. So live music was quite the treat and quite the impetus for us to write original music. We had a very receptive, captive audience that kind of really catapulted us into being encouraged about our band, and moved to Charleston after I had lived there for a summer and really thought the music scene was cool. And there was a couple of bands like Susto, and then Ben from Band of Horses lives there, and obviously the Hootie guys have some roots in South Carolina, so I thought it was a cool music town. And
nice.
Really started touring post the pandemic and lockdown. We kind of went on our first little tour right before that, but have been hitting the road since. And we're kind of a band that is more or less a big team, and each member kind of brings something unique and their unique flavor to the band. And
very cool.
Kind of taking. Yeah.
So tell me, when you got the word that you were going to be part of this big festival coming up, what went through your mind?
I just so excited. I mean, to share even just the poster with James Taylor and Joan Jett. I mean, that was really cool. We all grew up listening to music that our parents showed us, you know, kind of to start. You know, I remember I had a Joni Mitchell and Neil Young CD, along with an Avril Lavigne and Tina Turner CD. Those were like my first four CDs. And
yeah.
So like, we all grew up listening to music like that. And, just like so excited to be, you know, anytime we're out, we get it a lot when we're touring, and, you know, touring even on the East Coast or in the Midwest, like, you guys have a really cool California sound. It's like, this is our first time really coming out and headlining and playing a festival.
Nice.
Of this nature on the West Coast. So we're excited.
Super exciting. And tell me about your bandmates.
My little brother Webster plays bass and sings backup. And then Darby, the other guitar player, is from Connecticut and phenomenal singer-songwriter, guitar player, lead player. He is, we kind of split the singing duties and guitar duties and do a lot of kind of trading and stuff. And then Charlie Holt is on drums, and he's from Burlington, North Carolina. Probably one of the better singers in the band, and sings backup and plays killer drums.
Fantastic. By the way, where in Connecticut is he from?
He's from the small northwest corner, kind of in the Lakeville area, kind of in the Berkshires.
Okay. I don't know that area. I grew up in Connecticut as well. I had to ask.
Oh, great. Yeah. It's nice up there. We had a show in Hartford, and we played in New Haven as well.
It's, oh, nice.
Good shows up there.
Very cool. So how long will your set be?
We got an hour set, so we'll get to do our thing. You know, sometimes when you play these festivals, it feels like you're just, you know, and for a band that's used to headlining and playing longer sets, it feels like you're just doing a little bit of a warm-up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the perfect set length. So you'll kind of get to see every side of Easy Honey, whether it's kind of the 3-minute indie, you know, power pop song or more of a jam kind of free flowing thing.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to have time to chill out at Redondo?
Yeah. So we play Phoenix on Thursday, and then we might come the night. might come on Friday night and try to catch some friends playing the festival, and then we'll definitely hang for the rest of the day on Saturday after our set. So
nice.
And try to surf at some point between then and San Diego the next night. So
yes.
We all grew up. Yeah, we've all been very avid surfers for the last since we've moved to the East Coast, and we actually got to surf in Oceanside. We did the Supergirl Pro Surf Music Festival this last year, and we were the only people out there without any wetsuits on, but we still had fun.
That's all right. You stood out, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know if it was in a good way, but...
Just to remind listeners, when are you performing exactly?
So, 310, the Riptide Stage.
Okay.
In Redondo Beach, Beach Life Festival. It's right after our EP, the Plaid EP, drops tomorrow. Three new songs.
Awesome.
Yeah, so super excited about that. It's perfect timing.
Tell me about your process as a band writing songs.
So usually Darby or I, and in this case Webster, even on the EP, has an idea, and it gets brought into the practice room or the pre-production, kind of wherever we're doing pre-production. And it's really just kind of hashed out and played live. Some songs are live track more than others, and, you know, that's something that we really try to, like, really trying to make our recordings feel emotional and raw and not too polished, because, you know, we are a band. But this EP was really cool. We recorded it in very remote places, specifically in Marble, Colorado. We had a friend who's kind of our shepherd of the kind of Colorado scene. And he was like, I'll find you guys a cabin where, you know, y'all can do some pre-production
nice.
And go out there and record and write. And, you know, we've done some of that before, but usually we just pull the van up, you know, right to the door and unload the equipment. But this time it was snowing, and we had to sled all our equipment down this hill. I mean, it was really out there, no cell service. So that's kind of where all the songs that made the EP, kind of like made the final cut for the EP, they were really worked out there, kind of in this remote, just kind of quiet setting. And but it's definitely an alternative kind of rock,
yeah,
surf rock record.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, I think usually there's some semblance of a song that kind of it gets worked on as a group. And
cool. Are there certain themes in this music that you're going to be performing, like, that will resonate with people?
I think a lot of it's about self-exploration and through kind of a nostalgic lens. I think this EP kind of really speaks to that, kind of that coming of age. You know,
yeah,
almost like a constant coming of age, it feels like, as we grow and learn more about who we are and try to get closer to some truth.
Do you feel as a band you really got tighter and learned more about each other post-pandemic?
Yeah, we were all living together when that happened, and we were so excited to go on the road, and it's kind of like our dreams got halted there for a second.
Oh yeah.
As we were like in a, you know, kind of in our house and doing live streams and writing and trying to stay busy. But yes, I mean, everything has made us, even this 30-hour road trip across the country right now continues to
whoa
make us grow, you know, and just, you know, keep strengthening the bonds that, you know.
Yeah, if that doesn't bond you, Selby, nothing will.
Yeah, we are bonded at this point. But yeah, we're really excited about the EP. You know, one thing we did on this one was we didn't go into it with any kind of preconception of like, we want it to sound like surf rock or we want it to sound like this. We really tried to, we used the analogy of tilting the cone and serving each song as it called for it. You know, so if there was a more ballad song, you know, keeping the production very simple and not trying to add too much. And if it was a funk song,
right,
it's like, oh, well let's lean into it in every direction. So what we kind of resulted with was a work that, you know, each song kind of sounds different. And that's something that, you know, when you're doing an experiment like that, you know, I guess that can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Well, we were going to listen to, Basement Kissing. But
lovely.
I found out it has some expletives, right? I didn't get the radio version yet.
Yes.
Okay, so we have to hold off. We have to hold off on that. Good thing I asked. But another time, I'd love to play some of your music. So we'll make that happen maybe on next week's show. That would be fantastic.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Janine. We're excited to get to California.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to leave listeners with?
Just keep loving their neighbor and look to music for some kind of solace in the world. And come rock out at a live show, whoever it may be. It's one of the most beautiful things, and we certainly love it. So
I love it. Wait, before you go, I do have a question for you. For those that are listening and aspire to be where you guys are at, not in a car right now, but you know, where you are in your career, and I'm sure you've been through, you know, ups and downs. My show is called Get the Funk Out, by the way.
I love it.
Thank you. So what advice would you give to people that are struggling?
This isn't original because I heard it a couple of days ago, but it really resonated with me of just like, don't wait. Like, you don't have to wait till the perfect timing and the perfect thing. Go ahead and put the music out. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you're making it for you first.
Yes.
And it's, you know, the audience kind of comes last. And in a way, I think that can really help artists kind of get out of their own head. And also just have fun with it and just be genuine. Just try to be as genuine as you can.
Nice. Fantastic. All right. Very cool, Selby. Thank you so much for calling in. And can you give me a website or socials where people can find out more about you guys?
Yeah, easyhoneymusic.com. We're on Instagram and TikTok. Just if you search Easy Honey, and all our music's on the streaming platform. So
okay.
Yeah, flat EP out tomorrow. So
awesome. Congratulations.
Five songs where we tilted the cone.
All right. And again, you're performing Saturday 3/10 at the Beach Life Festival. I put the schedule up on the show blog for listeners. GetTheFunkOutShow.KUCI.org. All right, happy trails. Enjoy California. See you Saturday.
Rock and roll. Thanks, Janine. See you Saturday. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Selby Austin calling in, and like I said, their band's performing at the Beach Life Festival. I did put the schedule up on the show blog of the entire weekend. So if you scroll down to May 2nd, you will see them on the Riptide stage, Easy Honey, 3:10 p.m., along with a whole bunch of other information about this incredible festival that's happening, you know, including Duran Duran, The Offspring, Show Crow, et cetera, Joan Jett, fantastic lineup. We're going to take a little break in just a moment, and then I'll be joined by Taj Frazier, professor of media arts and culture from USC, as well as Perry B. Johnson, lecturer at USC Annenberg and co-director of the Sound of Victory. They're going to talk about LA's music scene unpacked in PBS SoCal's Outside the Lyrics. We'll take a little break. We will be back. If you want to find out about being a guest, or you want to pitch me a guest, I'm always accepting pitches. Just send me an email, as long as you don't sound like an infomercial. That's the only stipulation. Here's the email. Janine, J-A-N-E-A-N-E at KUCI.org. That's J-A-N-E-A-N-E at KUCI.org. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
The opinions and views expressed on this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. For more information about this show or other programs on KUCI, please log on to KUCI.org for the latest program schedule.